Okay. On everybody's left, I have running back Dietrich Mills. On everybody's right, we have quarterback Justin Thomas. We'll open up right for questions for student athletes.
Justin, what were they doing to really contain you guys most of the night on offense?
Nothing that we ain't seen the first 3 weeks. We just got to come out, you know, and execute a little better and, you know, just get prepared for the next opponent.
You haven't seen anything quite like that in terms of a first half of offense since you've been here. What key put your finger on was not going right, or was it just them playing really well defensively?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see once we get in film. You know, I guess you can just say they outplayed us, you know, as a whole. And, you know, we just got to, you know, continue. We got to get better from this. You know, we can't have this, let this happen again.
Justin, it seemed like every time you try to get to the perimeter, they had the numbers out there. It was really hard to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, they were just, you know, they were playing their assignments. You know, they were doing what they were supposed to do. And, you know, they were just making it tough for us.
You still feel okay about a 3-1 season at this point?
I mean, we can't harp on it. You know, we still got our whole division that we still have to play that we haven't started on yet. So everything that we got to look forward to at the end of the season is still right here in front of us.
Deidre, can you talk a little bit about the second half? You guys finally seemed to get downfield and had some nice runs. Was there anything particular that was going on, or just better blocking or calls, or what can you put your finger on?
I mean, they pretty much were blocking pretty good. I mean, they blocked pretty good first half, but it came out, did a lot better second half, and got a couple good runs and found a little creases and carried the ball down the field.
Justin, was there much difference? I mean, I imagine you didn't make a lot of changes at halftime. What kind of, you think, got you guys going a little bit?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, we'll see when we get on film. You know, I don't know. They didn't change what they were doing. We weren't changing what we were doing. So, like I said, I think, you know, we just execute a little better than say have and start moving the ball.
Can you talk about the be back pass, the and kind of what you saw when you threw the football?
Well, I mean, we practiced the play all week. I mean, pretty much I saw him. I should have let him more downfield. Pretty much what happened.
Anything more, student athletes?
Have you ever run a pass in like high school or game before?
I mean, high school, I pretty much ran that same play and accomplished it a lot. But,
describe a little bit just the disappointment of, you know, this was a game all you guys were looking at and hoping for, and to play the way you did, and like, what's kind of your emotions like after going on? Yeah, you know, it's disappointing, you know, just, you know, the way, I guess, it turned out, you know, but like I said, we can't harp on it. We got our whole division we got to play. You know, we got Miami coming in, so we got to get prepared. You know, we got to, you know, basically, new season start hard with our confidence on our side. So we just got to come out, get better from it, and we can't harp on it. We'll have a few extra days to get some rest for next week, and, you know, we'll start getting prepared for them.
One or two more.
You guys go into the locker room and you look at the scoreboard and you think, well, you know, this could get ugly. What does it say about the team to hang in there and play like you did in the second half?
I mean, it can get ugly, but at the same time, defense was doing their part. You know, we were putting them on the field a lot, and they were holding them. And we didn't put no pressure on them as an offense. So, I mean, it was just three scores. They got three in the first half. Why can't we get three in the second half? But, you know, they just, like I said, they outplayed us today.
Does it give you some extra confidence seeing the way your defense played against a team like Clemson that's so dynamic?
I think so. I mean, I think, like I said, they held up their end of the block. You know, we even put them, I guess they had a short field one time, went down score. So that was a, you know, kind of, not on them, but same time they played well, you know, for supposed to be a top offense. I think they did their part, and next week we got to do our part too.
All right, one more, Ken.
Justin, it's 2 years in a row Clemson's giving you troubles, and Ashi, do this is an offense, as we've all seen, it can work in the NBA, but what do they do? Is it just their talent, or how would you, can you put your finger on anything that enables them to have the success that they have against you guys?
I don't know. Like I said, that was this whole time, we just got to execute, you know. From me, the line, receivers, A-backs, whoever, you know, it all got to be one on the field. All 11 have to do their job, and, you know, if that's the case, then it's going to be hard to stop us.
Okay. Thank you, Justin Dutra. Thanks.